Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But right now we get a chance to wrap with a guy we've had on the show many times. He's been in studio a few times. He's one of the all-time great players. He's absolutely on the short list of one of the all-time great guys. He's a foxhole dude. He's doing all sorts of great things for society. Seemingly, when the world is getting worse, this guy is getting better. Hall of Famer, 15-time All-Star, 4-time NBA champ, and a great analyst. We're talking about the great Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq Daddy, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
You know, I love being on the Tiki and Brian show.
Oh, this guy.
Okay, now listen. One of my favorite shows of all time.
Well, I'll tell you what, Shaq. Since you start with a little shot out of the chute, listen, you've got a lot of nicknames. The Diesel, the Big Aristotle, you know, the Big Cactus, the Big Shamrock. You're also, at least for this show, the Big Mooch. All right? And I want to tell you why. You know, you should remember this, man. And you are a man of principle. You are a man of your word. You are a man of integrity.
Time out. Is mooch a good word or a bad word?
Well, a mooch, and listen, you're from Newark, man. You should know what a mooch is. Somebody who doesn't pay up a bet, all right? Now,
First of all, I called you many times. You sent me the voicemail. I've been trying to pay my bet for years, so
Okay. Well, let's Hey, Shaq, let's let him, before we get to Simmons and Kyrie and all the other stuff, we'll talk. Let's at least let America judge. This was Shaq in our studio back in August of 2017. Shaq is in studio, which is a real treat. Cowboys what? 8-8, 9-7?
No, championship.
Are you out of your mind?
Yes, Cowboys.
Cowboys are winning the championship
this year. I'll tell you
what, year.
If the Cowboys don't win it, I will walk 3 blocks in my underwear and a tank top.
You heard me.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Hey, listen, just start doing those ab crunches because you're going to be rolling
around. I'll let you pick the underwear. They could be thongs.
Hey, we don't want a banana hammock for Shaq. We'll have to get like a quadruple large for that. Now, it kept going, Shaq, and you actually said that you were going to hold the sign that said Tiki and Tierney. When are you paying this bet off there, Shaq?
I'll tell you what. Next time I come to New York, I will call you, and I will let you guys film it and post it.
Done deal.
Love that.
You know why, Tiki?
Got it, Brad. All right, Brad.
Well, Shaquille, listen, I mean, seriously, we see all these videos, you know, buying single mom's groceries, which is amazing, and phones and laptops and doing all these great things. I'm like, where's my little piece? Where's my little crumb? I just want the bet paid off. That's all.
I gotcha.
I love it.
Man. Shaq, you know, this has been a interesting offseason. I know you've had, you know, your thoughts on Ben Simmons and BT and I. We talk about this every week. It's an offseason story that should have been easily solved, and it's not. It's mismanaged on, I think, the 76ers side, and Ben Simmons is probably getting bad advice. How does this solve itself between Ben Simmons and the 76ers? Because it seems like he's not showing up.
Well, one, he's not showing up. But as a player, you have to be able to be real with yourself. Like I saw yesterday, he's saying his time with Joel Embiid has run his course because he won't be able to play the way he needs to play. Well, the way you need to play is you need to be aggressive. And he definitely got exposed last year in the playoffs, especially when he wasn't shooting the free throws well. He didn't want to shoot. I don't know if it was nerves. I don't know if it was embarrassment. He didn't want to shoot. So when I say you got to be real with yourself, you have to look in the mirror and be like, am I as good as I really can be? Am I that great? Am I this great? He's going about it all wrong. You know, he could have went in the office and be like, hey, my feelings hurt. You guys didn't stick up for me. I like to professionally ask for a trade. And, you know, but the question is, does anybody want him?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody want him? Because Philly has been, you know, floating his name all summer. And here it is, training camp. Does anybody want him? And that $200 million? I'm not paying a guy $200 million that will not dominate a guy that's 4 inches shorter than him and a guy that will not be aggressive and a guy that will not shoot in playoff time. So, you know, he has a decision to make. So is he not going to play or is he going to get traded? I don't know.
But I got you. And we're sharing the same sentiment here. I mean, yeah, the guy
is. It's almost frustrating to even think about, like, talk about.
Because it's the same story all the time. He can't shoot. He's afraid to shoot. And he's gone about it the wrong way. Shaq's absolutely right. But I got to be honest, Shaq. And I'm a Doc Rivers fan. He's always been a man of high integrity. But I feel like Doc is kind of playing himself the last few times he's gone in front of a microphone where he's trying to flip the script. No, Doc, we heard what you said. Don't flip it on the media. Don't flip it on us. You put it out there, whether, you know, it didn't come out right, whatever, as if you didn't really think you could win a championship with him. So why all the dancing by Doc here, Shaq? I don't get it.
Man, listen, Doc is a good man. Doc is an honest man. And Doc is a coach. So, you know, when they asked him, it's probably healed the moment. But Doc is correct. Can't win championship when one of your 1-2 punches don't want to score.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and there's a difference between bashing and facts. Like, of course, he's taking a brutal whipping this summer, but it's all facts. It ain't like he averaged 40 and we go, oh, he can't do this, he can't do that.
Yeah.
These are all facts. Everybody saw you. I saw you. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want to shoot because you didn't want to go to the foul line, which, you know, and you are an aggressive player. You're 6'8", 6'9". And places like Philadelphia, New York, L.A., Boston, the places where people love sports and want you to work hard, they don't play that. And, you know, the process has taken its toll. You know, we gave them, oh, first year, ooh, this second year, ooh, third year, oh, Joel, like fourth year. But, bro, you've been there and your game has not gotten any better.
Yeah, it's stagnant for sure. Yeah. It's the great Shaquille O'Neal, and Shaq is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, Hall of Famer, 15-time All-Star, great analyst with TNT. We love the show. Tika Headbutt, Shaq's
hey,
with
Shaq,
us.
Hey, Shaq, are you buying the Russell Westbrook to the Lakers? It's going to create a new dynasty. I know it feels like they're both old-ish, even though Westbrook is not that old, but LeBron's getting up there. How do you think that experiment works out there?
I think if everything goes correctly, I think it works out very well. LeBron said it, age is just a number. Because remember, this ain't the old days where, you know, you're 30 and, oh, we can't take the pounding. There is no pounding. It's all pick and roll. It's all shooting jumpers. LeBron has 4 years left. He will pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar up. You know, it ain't like the old days where, you know, you get beat up. This is just L.A. fitness pickup ball. So, you know, no, seriously, it ain't no pounding, it ain't no beating up, it ain't no double, triple teams. It's come down the floor, everybody pick and pop. Mm-hmm. So whoever's healthy, whoever's hitting shots, that's the team that's going to win. On paper, they look really good. You got a bunch of old, great veterans that have been close, but have not had the opportunity to get there. Russell made it to the finals once, but I know Carmelo is itching. Mm-hmm. Do whatever it takes. So, you know, you got a bunch of old guys, and I think if everything goes well and they stay injury free, they're definitely going to make some noise. But you can't forget about Golden State, and you can't forget about, well, I would say Brooklyn, but I don't know what's going on in Brooklyn right now.
Yeah, I know. We'll get to that in a second,
real quick.
You know what they need, Shaq? They need some Icy Hot. we love your commercials doing this Icy Hot thing, but now you're partnering with them to do an Icy Hot and NBA 2K22 charity game on Twitch. It's going to raise money for all these old beat up courts, in particular in Las Vegas and in Newark, New Jersey. Tell us about this, because this is a cool initiative.
Well, Icy Hot and the Shaquille O'Neal Foundation are teaming up, like you said, to launch a series of comeback courts. This is a refurbishment effort for existing public basketball courts that could use some tender love and care. You know, we're going to give them freshly designed back blacktop baskets, other elements in Las Vegas and Newark. One, because I live in Las Vegas and I see the courts here when I drive by and I'll be like, ah, I got to fix it up. And the same thing in Newark. I'm from, you know, Newark, New Jersey. And, you know, we're going to be live streaming the NBA 2K22 charity tournament hosted by me. And it's going to feature elite NBA 2K game influencers, athletes, gamers, basketball lovers. And this, you know, and if you want to attend the Twitch event, it's going to be on October 18th at 5 p.m. Eastern time.
I like it. I like it. And by the way, I always keep a little tube of Icy Hot in my golf bag. The only problem, Shaq, and I got to be honest with you, I'm sure this has happened to all of us at some point. You put it on your hands, like if your biceps hurt or your hamstring, and then you might forget and you kind of go adjust or shift or scratch down there, and all of a sudden, yes. Oh, it's on fire.
You know what? That's how I got the Icy Hot deal. No, true story. I had a thigh injury, and Gary Vee, the great Laker trainer, he just put it on, like, you know, the middle thigh area, and it was hot, and I was feeling loose, okay, and then somehow it ran up to the boys, and the boys got so hot, and then I went to the shower, and once that water,
oh,
I was in the shower screaming. So
that's worse.
There was a Spanish guy in the showers. He was cleaning the bathroom. He's like, Senor, milk. And I'm like, what? Milk. So I said, all right, go get some milk. So when the guys came in the locker room and I was in the shower, I was pouring milk on my boys. And everybody was like, milk.
Oh, my God. You are a pisser, man.
Oh, that's
you're the best, dude. Let me ask you this. This is the impression that I get. I know that you and Charles always have fun. I know you guys are tight, even though you have these little jabs on the air. I get the impression, and I watch you guys all the time. I get the impression that Kenny enjoys and appreciates the modern NBA game a little bit more than you and Charles. Like I know that you guys get frustrated with it. Okay. So let's get to Kyrie. If Kyrie was your teammate, what would you be saying? Especially if you're chasing a championship, how would you process this whole vaccination thing and everything else that comes along with Kyrie?
I would go upstairs and say, get him up out of here. Mm-hmm. Get him up out of here. We can win with a two-punch and a great shooter and some rebounders like we got. Get his ass up out of here. Because now every day I'm going to have to answer questions about him and what he's doing. There. Get his ass up out of here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You think that actually happens?
I don't know. I mean, but you asked me if I was on the team. Cause of course, if I played with him, I'd be in charge all the way, all day. So,
yeah.
I mean, hey, whoever owns the Brooklyn Nets, get them up out of here.
But who do you think really is, forget about literal ownership in terms of the owner of the organization, you know, who is the alpha in that? Is it Durant? I mean, who actually runs the show in the locker room?
I don't know.
Yeah, it sounded like James Harden was the one who was holding it together, even if he didn't necessarily run it last year. You know what I mean? Which was surprising, given his history. But
I mean, like I see the guys. Of course, I know who they are. Played against them all, but I don't know who's doing what. I know at the Lakers, it's all LeBron James.
Yeah,
I know that for a fact.
No, no doubt. Well, listen, Shaq, it's always good to get. I think every day I see you on TV, whether it's pushing a sub or insurance or Icy Hot or, I mean, you are. Listen, if I owned a huge company, I'd throw money behind you as well. I think you're the best kind of spokesperson we can have, an authentic, good human being with a ton of followers, man. Love you, Shaq. Really appreciate it.
You're not going to say nothing about my Cowboys?
Nah. Well, what are you going to say about your Cowboys?
If you took that bet this year, you might not have to pay it up.
All right. Well, you know what? Same bet then.
Okay. Hold on a second. No. Hold on a second. How about this? Double or nothing. A double or nothing.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a win. Double or nothing. If you lose again, then you've got to give a real.
What? No, that's not realistic.
What? Mm. What do you mean?
What do you mean lose again? Lose a game or lose?
No, the Super Bowl.
Cowboys don't win the Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah. You don't even have to win. If Dallas gets to the Super Bowl, then it's a wash. If they don't get to the Super Bowl, that means you would lose the bet. They can lose three games, but just get there. If we win again, then you need to talk. You need to at least drop Patiki and Tierney on the NBA, on Inside the NBA. Like, you got to do something for us.
Deal. I love it. I love it. All That's right, a better deal, bet, deal, BT. Deal.
You get yeah, exactly.
D-E-A-L-D-I-L-L.
Oh God. You got a deal, homie.
Appreciate you, Shaq.
All right, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.